I think you should do that sound again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Candidly 30. Digging it. What's up, dude?
Woo!
Getting it. Why are you laughing at me? Happy Thursday. Come on now.
No big deal.
Trying to like get into starting the podcast on like a lot of energy. You know how you can just like trick your brain into thinking that you're like hyped up about something so then you're excited? I need to do that more because it has been poopy pants weeks, left and right, unfortunately. Anyway.
Yeah, totally. It's just cold. I feel that too. I was listening to our last episode too, and I was like, wow, we really sound tired and just like nothing like one episode where we just said low key like 8,000 times. Like, I think we were just like super hyped up on that episode. But lately, your girls are just not feeling it, you know what I mean? Like, this is just, it's rough out here in these parts. So
I've been sick and it's crazy, and but also I have been so shamed and so like internally, like I've been internally thinking about the low-key situation, so I've been trying not to say it as often. So like, anyway, thanks for the feedback, everybody. Maybe question.
Nothing too much to report since the last time that we recorded, just work. And if you're not following the news, like, please educate yourself. That's all that I will say about that. It's really rough out here right now for federal employees. It's very scary and different time. And as someone who works in HR, it is not a chill place to be at the moment. So just think about your federal employees, your federal workers. I can't really speak more on it than that. And I don't really want to, but just check on your people and make sure that everyone's okay. And there's a lot more federal employees out there than you think, like, honestly. Just like every facet of your life, and you'll be affected by it by one way or another. Just like TSA and all of those, even if you just don't do anything but fly and don't interact with anyone but flying and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Just like think about those people because we're going through a really hard time right now. And so anyways, I'm sure people have been paying attention to the news. Well, at least I hope some people have, and just like understanding what this really means for us and not just federal employees, but us as Americans. And shit's crazy. So that's all I will say on that. I've been having a really hard week.
Have you been watching any of the confirmation hearings? I feel like it's been really quiet on my socials, but like I have questions. But, you know, it's also been really quiet on socials because I feel like a lot of people are putting their head in the sand, at least people that are in our immediate circle. But
yeah, I mean, I haven't really been paying attention to socials. Like, we were advised to not pay attention, but just not post anything on socials or anything. So if anyone were posting on socials, I don't think that's wise. But we know now that our secretary for the Department of Interior was sworn in yesterday. Hopefully we'll be getting a little bit more direction from our secretary shortly. Put some of our questions at ease and kind of start making decisions and pushing us forward so we can actually do something, because we're completely at a standstill at this time. And looking forward to that. Other than that, contact your Congress people. They do still matter. Your voice still matters. I just want people to know that they can make a difference. And your Congress people are supposed to support you and or represent you. So it really does count if you are calling and telling those people how you feel and what should happen and making changes and making suggestions and things like that. So just saying that, it does feel very bleak and very dark at this time. And so we do have a voice, and please use it if you can and you're able. So,
I wholeheartedly agree. Things are bleak. Anyway, other than that, though, like, how was your afternoon walk? Like, tell me about you and the sunshine and hopefully, like, the nice things about your life, because God knows we need it. So,
yeah. Actually, today was really nice. It was, like, 50-something degrees outside. I think it was, like, 56 or something, which is wild for January. And then we were supposed to have a huge cold front come through. And so I was like, oh, I have to go outside today because, you know, I talked about Juniper on the last episode and just, like, how much I love it and how much I've been going to the gym lately. But I wanted to be outside because I was like, it's going to be snowing or raining for the next foreseeable future. And so, yeah, I went on a lovely walk today after work and just to, like, clear my head too. It helps with when I'm just like have a lot of shit going on. And it was so nice outside. I only wore like a thin, like this jacket that I'm wearing now. I just like wore this outside. It was so nice. And then I went to Costco and there was no one at Costco. I was like, what is this madness? Like, this is crazy. Like, I get to walk around Costco without like wanting to kill every person. It was crazy. So yeah, it was a lovely afternoon. And now the weather saying that it's not supposed to like do anything crazy this weekend. So that makes me happy too. Just like, I have a long weekend and I was really bummed that it was going to snow like the entire time. And so now I just get to chill and hang out. So that's exciting.
Yay.
Yeah. So what about you? What's going on?
That you have time off and you don't have to work. Jelly, jelly. Work is just crazy. There's just, I feel like I can't do enough to get ahead of everything. So I'm just like tearing my hair out, but that's okay. I'll survive.
Dang.
I am very excited for this weekend today. I worked really early this morning. So I got off at like 4:45-ish, which is very unheard of. Like, I'm usually working until like 6 o'clock. But I came home and I'm like making ribs for dinner and I have really wonderful red wine and I'm just trying to like soak in the nesting cold. Like, it's cold outside. I don't want to like do anything. So I'm just nesting. And I have like a little bit of an extended time today because I got off work just a little early. And like the sun is going down until 5:10 or 5:15.
I was going to say that too. When I was on my walk, it was still light out. And I was like, wait, this is so nice. Like, it was like getting that, it's been like cutesy dusky
very
time.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Golden hour. We both know this. Like, that's our favorite time of the day for sure.
Absolutely. It's the best. Good. Well, I'm glad you got off work early today. That makes me so happy, but I'm sorry you have to work like through the weekend to like get stuff together.
I know.
It's a bummer. I'm sorry.
I'm just like counting down the seconds until we have a very exciting thing planned, but spoiler alert, or I guess not spoiler alert, tease. It's a tease alert. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have updates, but I'm just like counting down until we do that. And like all the rest of it is just bullshit. So I'm just like trying to get through the bullshit. Fair.
Very fair.
But anyway, that's my updates. Nothing else to report. I'm just excited. Like, it's getting mildly warmer and we're getting closer to the sunshine. I am just very excited.
Yeah.
So much so that I want to spend time after this and like start planning out some camping stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do in the summertime.
Absolutely.
Because like now is the time to do it, right? Everything gets booked up in February.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we should get on rec.gov and just like look at things and see where we want to go and what we want to do and stuff. Because exactly. I mean, not to mention just the fact that like all the weekends in summer get booked up really fast. Like my May, June, July is already like full. So
that's, dang.
I know. So it just happens so fast, you know? And then like we'll have work weekend in April and yeah, it just goes by so fast. So just things.
Do they pick a
to.
Day for work weekend?
No, I'm just not assuming. Yet. I'm just guessing.
Sure. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. And also crazy that Strawberry has two strawberries this year. Like, that will be wild. I can't wait to see like how that will actually like fall out and everything. And I don't know. It'll be crazy. Like,
this
I wonder
is the
if
first time in a long time that they've done fall festival.
I think since they were at Mather, no? I don't know.
I remember doing the last one at Grass Valley. No, not Grass Valley.
Oh, true. And in Tuolumne. Yeah, that's so true. We did a spring and a fall there. Interesting.
I remember it was like a crazy million, gazillion degrees. Oh my gosh. Honestly, the closer that we get to spring, it means that we're going to see our strawberry family again. I'm very, very excited. We should probably touch base with them. We should probably text them. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of things to look forward to, but I am going to spend.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to like spend a little bit of time after this to like look at rec.gov or whatever. And I want to do Detroit Lake this year. That's definitely going to be on my calendar. So like maybe I'll spend some time and then I can give myself an extended period to just count down and wade through the bullshit until I get to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true though. Wait, as far as work goes for you, so like you literally just started back over and like you're just on the hustle again. Mm-hmm. After the new year? Dang, that's wild. Yep. There's no rest. No rest for the wicked, huh? It's a hustle.
I don't understand this. Like, damn. I have a legitimate Portland question for people who live in Portland. Like, I don't understand this vibe that, like, people don't know what hustle is here. I don't know. San Francisco and to some degree Seattle, it just felt a little bit more maybe cutthroat. Like, I don't like the idea mm-hmm. of shaming people if they're just, like, living their lives. Like, you don't need to hustle to feel like a successful person. Like, I understand that. But I guess my experiences have always been a little, like, stressful because you have to hit a goal or, like, you have to – I don't know. I'm just kind of used to that environment. And Portland is not that vibe. It yeah. is – cool, calm, collected over here. It's a weird vibe, yo. Like,
interesting.
Also, Portland drivers are very lackadaisical. Like, they're very slow, which.
Yeah, Oregon drivers, too, just in general. Yeah. Like, you should, the people in the roundabouts, I know I've talked about this many times, but oh my God, I want to mm-hmm. pull my hair out. And, anyways, mm-hmm. yeah. Don't get me started yeah. on that.
Yeah, it's real. Exactly my point. So for people who understand that or can like give me some insight into like what's with Portland's vibe, I'd greatly appreciate it because I'm just like a loss for words. But anyway.
Shoot. I'm sorry. That is crazy. It is weird to see because you've worked in different cities now. Like you worked in San Francisco and Seattle and now you're in Portland. And so just seeing the difference is wild.
Yeah.
How fascinating.
I was in Texas for a hot second. I was in Houston, oh, yeah. and then I worked in Boston as well, so like a little bit of the East Coast. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to like expose yourself to different cultures, for lack of a better word, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's fascinating. Something that is way more culture. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're just going to hop on here. We are O-O-O. Is that right? Out of the office. We're out of the office. on Wednesday when
no. Kelly is O-O-O.
Yeah. But I was like, wait, is it a abbreviation? Because it sounded silly. But anyways, we're out of the office, yeah, everybody.
It worked.
We're on leave. We have our out of office on. So we were just going to like do a little pre-record. It wasn't that long ago that we recorded with you all, as in like 2 days ago, because, you know, your girls are always just a little late, but we're ahead of the game this week. So be proud of us. But we are going to not be around to record, for this next Wednesday's episode. So we're recording a little bit early. So we haven't had like the weekend or anything yet. So, not too much like updates or things to report on, but hopefully it's a good chill weekend. And yeah, do you want to kick it off, Kaif, with what we're doing? Kaif looked up some real fun stuff on ChatGPT.
What are we?
Okay,
we're doing Would You Rathers. Get excited. Everybody get excited for Would You Rather scenarios. I did as the classic this is Kaifler.
Oh, yeah. This is Kelly. I did.
There we go. Yeah,
no, you're frozen.
Uh-oh. It like cut out. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
No. Okay. We'll fix it in editing. We'll fix it in post. It's fine. Would you rather scenarios? Because would you rather? And they're hilarious. I did in Kaifler fashion, went to ChatGPT, and my prompt, guys, I feel like everybody would be kind of proud of me because I did a little bit of research before this, but would you rather scenarios for a millennial focused podcast that are aka raunchy. So get it with it, everybody. We're going to go with this very interesting 10 questions. It's good. Yeah, we're getting crazy with it. And then Kelly has preset questions, or like you did your own scenarios, right?
Yeah, but mine are more like this or that's kind of. They're a little bit more chill than Kate's like raunchies. So.
Okay, here we go. Do you want me to you start go first. Or do you want to start? You set the stage. You do it first. I had the intro. You lay the vibe.
Okay, My first one is going to be, would you rather go on a spa retreat or an adventure, like travel adventure?
I mean, I guess it depends on what the
travel adventure is, right?
Right. Like, in my perfect version of the world, that would be two mutually exclusive things. Like, you're going on an adventure, but there's, like, a spa component to it.
Okay, but if you had to, like, choose, like, which one would you choose?
I mean, I think spa is just more convenient.
Yeah.
It's, like, easy to get through. It's not a gazillion dollars, but, like, honestly, going to Japan and doing, like, a fun historical tour – looking at and then having like a spa day sounds fabulous.
That's fair.
But consistency wise, a spa day.
Yeah. I think it's different for me. Like, if I'm going on like a travel trip, I would say I would want to have like lots of adventures and stuff planned. Like, I wouldn't want to spend my time just like getting a massage, I guess. But I love just like a girls' weekend, like, spa situation, you know what I mean, where like that's what you're doing, like you're chilling. Like, I feel like there's two different things, so I don't know, but I love them both.
But I also like, when we went to the Umpqua last year, we like definitely did a little adventure where we went on a hike and then found some hot springs, so like that would be in my brain qualified as a spa adventure experience.
But... oh yeah, that's so true. Love hot springs. Yeah, very very true.
Same.
Nice.
Okay, I will go.
You do your first one.
Okay, everybody, get excited. all right. Would you rather only be able to sext using 2000 era flip phone, text 9 or T9 texting? Okay, let me try that again. Would you rather only be able to sext using 20s era flip phone, T9 texting, or only be able to watch pixelated buffering adult content from the dial-up days? Okay, I guess, do you want to, like, text on your phone, or do you want to watch questionable content on pixelated dial-up AOL days? Oh, my God. Do you remember AOL? Barf.
Yeah. ASL. What do you mean? AOL. ASL.
No,
anyways.
AOL. No, AOL Messenger. Get out of here.
Do you remember ASL? Never mind. Okay.
American Sign Language. Okay.
I would I would definitely do the T9 texting. I love T9. I thought it was so fun. It like actually took time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just like got 100% to
the point. T9 texting all the way.
Yeah.
It's like a different. It's way better, I honestly think. Because texting now, you have to use both your hands. But in T9, you can get through it with like, yeah, it took a little bit of time, but you can do it with one hand and your flip phone. Do you remember like being in class
that's so
and
true.
Just like holding or hiding your little flip phone by your leg and texting?
Yes.
It was like. Totally.
So funny. Wait, do you remember your BlackBerry? You could like text with one hand. Like, that was nice.
I loved like, little my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
I had the Pearl, yeah, and sweet. It was my favorite phone I've ever had in my life. Plus, I had the T-Mobile Sidekick. You remember those phones? Those were fun.
Oh, yeah. Those phones were fun, too. Yeah, that was easy to text on as well. Mm-hmm. That was a cool keyboard. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay, my next one is, would you rather be cooking for someone or the one who gets cooked for?
I would so much rather have somebody cook for me. That just doesn't happen in my life on a regular basis, though. So I'd rather have somebody cook for me.
I think I would too, honestly. I like cooking things, but it also gives me anxiety. I'm like, do they not like it? Do they like it? Did it turn out good? Is it cooked? Is it like, you know what I mean? Like all the things. If I'm cooking for myself or whatever, I don't care. But also I'm way less of a critic for someone cooking for me, you know, than me cooking. So it just is like way more stressful cooking. It's not like relaxing to me.
Yeah, I enjoy cooking, but it is also anxiety inducing. So it's like a lot of time. You got to prep, you got to get ready, you follow the recipe, you know, it just feels like a lot. So having that all, like that daily anxiety, if somebody were to just cook for me, that sounds like chef's kiss heaven moment. That's such an endearing thing. So
yeah,
that's what I would rather.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My turn. All right. I'm going to do... Okay, I kind of like this one. Would you rather only be able to hook up while a playlist from your middle school anthem plays in the background, or only be able to make out during awkward Zoom calls?
Oh my God. Wait, these are super awkward.
Okay, obviously the first hook up one, with, the middle school like, one your for middle sure. School playlist is the best one. Our middle school playlists were like hands down the best. They're still playing those stupid songs today. Like, are you kidding me, Sean Paul? Are we talking like Floretta? Are we talking about T-Pain? Are we talking about Usher? Yeah. We had some pretty dope shit back in the day. These middle schoolers are missing out, except they all play our shit. Oh my God. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
It's so true. No. Anyway. Yeah, that's very true. I feel like we did have a lot of good bangers. Or is it just because, like, we know them that we, like, hear them? You know what I mean? Where, like, you don't – like, you just recognize them. And so you think that you hear them more than you do. Is that true? You know what I'm saying? No.
I feel okay. like we Anyways. Have so much more, like, consistent bangers week after week that, like, they still play them today. Mm. It would be the same for like the in you know early aughts or the 90s or the 80s, but like our specific middle school playlist is very conducive to a make-out session. That's all I'm saying. We got lucky.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, my next one is going to be: would you rather do a lazy Saturday or have a productive like gym filled like? Active day.
Definitely a gym filled active day. Like to me, that is a different level of that's like a high, you know, like you get the perfect day, you do the gym, you go to the thing, you do the grocery store, you get like super productive and get stuff outside. And then at the end of the day, you get to like look back at all your progress. Chef's kiss. That's like a moment of peace in my brain.
Nice. Yeah, that's so true, actually. No, I do love that. But I do love a day where you don't have to plan anything either and, like, not have to be anywhere at a certain time, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I see the appeal, for sure. I do that on a regular basis. But if I can make, like, something happen, you know, I have a huge laundry list of stuff that I just, like, want to get done at the house. So I'm getting any of that, like, the moment where you cross it off your list, oh, that's good. That's a great moment. It's a great moment.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay, your turn.
Okay, my next one. Would you rather have a glow-in-the-dark tattoo of your worst sex moment on your body or have to describe your best one in detail every time you order a Starbucks? In detail. Yikes.
What? That doesn't make any sense, Keith. What would be tattooed on your body? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And also, what are you describing in your Starbucks order?
Pick a different one. Worst sex moment. No, a glow-in-the-dark tattoo of your worst sex moment. So like hickey or some of these bite marks. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know, something.
Okay. My dad listens to this podcast. Thank you very much.
I would much rather have. I hope that he finds it hilarious because I find it hilarious. I would much rather have a glow in the dark tattoo than have to describe in detail every time I order Starbucks. No, absolutely not. At least the glow in the dark tattoo is not like regularly visible. Right.
That's true.
Oh, all right, I'll pick a better one. Give me a second.
It's fair.
These are quote unquote raunchy. Yeah, so pick
a different one.
Sorry, Rod.
I know, but that's just like silly.
Okay, hold on. Okay, this one's gonna be my last one. So I hope you like it. It's my favorite one. Would you rather have a partner who dirty talks but sounds like a cartoon character or One who's amazing in bed but only calls you bro.
The second for sure.
Oh my God.
Hands down. Absolutely. What would you choose?
Yeah, cartoon character all day long, because nobody's calling me bro all day long. That's gross. But I don't know which cartoon character. So, like, which cartoon character would be the worst cartoon character? I was thinking of...
That would be rough.
Oh, my God. What's that guy's... Hold on. I totally had it. I was thinking about Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Oh,
you didn't heard of the prayer for it, where she's like really grouchy.
That's weird. Honey.
Oh my God.
That's not at all what I would have
Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
The direction that I would have That is super funny.
Or Porky the Pig.
Okay. I'm going to do. Oh. That's funny. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna do one more, and it's gonna be a food one, just because you know, we just like to go out with a bang, and but I feel like we've done a lot of the food ones before. I'm trying to find one that we haven't done. Watermelon or cantaloupe?
Coming in with that hard-hitting question, everybody. Watermelon or cantaloupe? Definitely watermelon.
It was supposed to be to cantaloupe, but you were there's a little bit of a delay.
Watermelon. Clearly watermelon.
Anyway, okay, one more. Yeah, duh. That's like a given. Like, duh. One more thing. Do you think that the past was better or the future will be better? This is kind of like a hard hitter.
Oof. Oh man, this is an existential question. Okay. Forever the optimist, the future will be better because the past is the past. Take our learnings. Aww. And I have to forever be an optimist and say the future will be better. Not to say the past wasn't, you know, great. At some moments great, but gotta look ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same. I'm gonna try and be an optimist today, even though most likely I'm like, oh, being in your 20s was a lot easier than being in your 30s. That's for sure. Felt a lot easier. Anyways,
dude, being an adult is hard.
You know,
I thought that everybody told me that, like, oh, your 30s are the best, really your 40s are the best, your 20s are so crazy. And I guess I'm just kind of like waiting for that to happen.
Should we move into gratitudes and grievances?
Let's get through gratitudes and grievances. Go for it. Kelly has been hyping up her grievance all freaking day. Let's hear it.
So I'm very excited because I got a tushy. If you don't know what a tushy is, it is a bidet. And I've been wanting one for a long time, and I've been looking at them for online for a really long time. Anyways, and they're supposed to be super easy to install. And so I was like, yeah, whatever. It like arrived today, and on my lunch break, I was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like unhook all this shit real fast and just like put it on. OMG. It was such a process. Okay, first of all, you know, like lefty loosey, righty tighty. This makes me sound really stupid, but it was so frustrating. So if the actual thing that you're looking at, like you have to look at it as if you are like, I don't even know how to describe this. If you're, you have to look at the object as if, you know, you're looking at it as opposed to it being like on the wall or whatever. You know what I mean? So anyways, long story short is I was turning this thing on the toilet the wrong direction and I was tightening it for a long, long time instead of loosening it. And so I was just like, basically, I had like the wrench and everything. And I was just like, what's it called? Where I was cutting like the entire like thing, all the like ridges off of it.
Stripping
because
it?
I was like trying to turn it so hard. You know, I was like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I was stripping it. Mm-hmm. And so basically like strip this thing completely down. And so I called my dad and he was like, no, just try it the other way. And I was like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? So obviously that was the way that it was supposed to go. But I was like, that makes no sense. Why would it be counterclockwise? Like it's supposed to be clockwise. And he's like, you have to look at it as if like you're standing over it, not as if you're like looking straight at it or whatever. Anyways, it was a whole – I had an existential crisis about that because I was like, why am I so stupid? But anyways, so I finally get it off. And then because of all the turning and like tightening that I had done, I like totally messed up my entire tank. So like it's connected to the like guy that refills the tank, you know, because that's where the water comes in. Mm-hmm. So like is connected to like the balloon and everything that like stops the water when it like is refilling and all that stuff. And so the whole entire tank was flipped basically. So then once I actually like got the tushy on and I got the bidet going and everything was good. And then I like plugged everything back in and then there was just water spraying everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck? And so anyways, I became a plumber today. That's the end of my story, basically.
Water was spraying everywhere. Like, break that down for me. Are you like flooding your bathroom while you're doing this?
It wasn't that much water. It's like how much water it fills up the tank, you know, is just spraying all over instead of into the tank because the whole thing was like flipped and turned in the wrong direction. So I had to like figure out how to like return the entire thing and make sure all of the pieces like went back together. So basically I know how a toilet works now at this point. So all of that from so freaking bidet. And yeah, why don't they make that shit easier? Like it's insane.
But did you try it? Do you like it?
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, good.
The only thing is that the water, I didn't get like the heated one. I just got the regular one and the water was real spicy today. So a little rough, but it's awesome.
Cause it's like cold where you're at. Yeah.
Okay. So it just wakes you up a little bit, you know, just gets you a little going. It's crazy.
I'm dying.
Yeah. It's good. It's worth it for sure.
So my husband put in our bidet and he picked, you know, I let him pick the toilet cause like he was going to pay for it. I paid for the tile. He picked the toilet. But it has like a heating component. So like, you know, the hot water right there on you in the morning is also a different way to wake up.
That's true.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, it is kind of icky. It needs to be just lukewarm or something. Yeah.
It's very weird. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I think I would prefer a chiller water, but whatever. That's a lot of information for you people. Sorry about that. Let's move on to gratitude. I want to be grateful that I got off work a little early today. I got to see a little bit of the sunset that was happening. And I've been drinking this like Napa 2021 Zinfandel and it is really yummy. So just want to be like grateful for the sun and my wine and my good vibes today, even though the world around me is crashing and burning, but it's okay. Yeah. We'll be all right. You know.
We'll make it. You'll hear from us from another week and we'll be all right. We'll get there.
We're going to have way more fun things. Updates. Let's sign off. Bye, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thanks for being candid.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.